truthfully, if we were going to talk about common carrier pipeline issues in Texas, up until just a couple years ago, and arguably up until really just the last year or so, it would have been a really boring topic. There wasn't really a lot to talk about. When we talk about common carriers, we are primarily talking about liquids lines. If you're transporting gas, you're likely going to be under those provisions of Texas law that define you as a public utility or gas utility, the Gas Utility Regulatory Act or the Cox Act. So common carrier generally refers to folks who are transporting liquids. And really, not much happened with liquids pipelines. Texas was an oil and gas state. If you owned a pipeline and you're moving oil and gas, that was great because that's what we do in Texas. And if you need to condemn something, that's great. Just ask or just do it. And if somebody complains, we'll look at it. But almost always, the condemnation was upheld. That started to change recently. There are a number of things, I think, that prompted that. Many of you may be familiar with a case called the Kelo case, I believe in Pennsylvania, involved condemnation of property for a shopping center on the grounds that the economic development would be good for the community. That generated a lot of anger. A lot of people felt that that overstepped the bounds of common carriage. There has been a political shift to the right. Power now sort of rests with people who tend to focus a lot on private property issues. So that's heightened the attention on condemnation and eminent domain and the ability to use public rights of way or condemn private land. And then there have been some big projects that have just focused attention on it.